Blackstone Publishing presents Secrets of the Brain from the editors of Scientific American. This book is read by Alex Boyles. Section 1. Maintenance and Monitoring. The Seventh Sense by Jonathan Kipnis. For decades, anatomy textbooks taught that the two most complicated systems in the body, the brain and the immune system, existed in almost complete isolation from each other. By all accounts, the brain focused on the business of operating the body, and the immune system focused on defending it. In healthy individuals, the twain never met. Only in certain cases of disease or trauma did cells from the immune system enter the brain, and when they did so, it was to attack. But in recent years, a rush of new findings has revolutionized scientists' understanding of the two systems. Mounting evidence indicates that the brain and the immune system interact routinely, both in sickness and in health. The immune system can help support an injured brain, for example. It also plays a role in helping the brain to cope with stress and aids such essential brain functions as learning and social behavior. What is more, the immune system might qualify as a kind of surveillance organ that detects microorganisms in and around the body and informs the brain about them, much as our eyes relay visual information and our ears transmit auditory signals. In other words, the brain and immune system do not just cross paths more often than previously thought, they are thoroughly entwined. Researchers are still in the early stages of studying this burgeoning new field of neuroimmunology. But already it is becoming clear that the brain's response to immunological information and how that information controls and affects brain circuitry could be the key to understanding many neurological diseases, from autism to Alzheimer's, and developing new therapies for them. Efforts to treat such disorders have typically met with disappointing results because most drugs cannot easily penetrate the brain. The findings from neuroimmunology raise the tantalizing possibility that targeting the immune system might be a more effective.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?